What would you say a boy's pockets do if he just keeps sticking things in them and they begin to...
Bulge?
Sure, okay. And if you put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, it's probably going to do what?
It's going to shrink.
Right. And if it happened yesterday, you say yesterday it...
Shrunk.
And if it's happened plenty of times, you say it has...
Shrunk.
Okay. What about this expression? If a girl likes to put on nice clothes and spend a lot of time in front of a mirror, maybe she's going out on a date, what would you say she likes to do?
Prep.
Right. What if you've got sons, if they spend a lot of time in front of the mirror getting ready, what would you say that they like to do?
I'll have to learn. I guess it'd be primping. Now, I don't think of boys as primping. I guess they do, though.
Okay. The thing that you use when you go to town to keep all of your things in, you would call that your leather or something like that, you know, with something to carry.
Oh, my handbag?
Sure. Right.
Is that what you mean?
Sure. Any other words you use for that? Handbag?
Oh, you use handbag, pocketbook, purse. Any of those, you know.
What about something that has a clasp to it that you might keep change in?
Coin purse,
right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see men use something like that?
Oh, yes.
Did they call that their coin purse?
My grandfather used one, and I'm not real sure. He probably called it his pocketbook.
Pocketbook. Wouldn't call it his wallet, though.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay. And something that a woman wears around her wrist for looks, that would be a...
A bracelet?
Sure. What about around her neck?
Necklace.
Would that be called anything else? Maybe if it were beads or pearls?
Either. Mm-hmm.
Anything besides necklace?
Well, sometimes you have your beads and sometimes you have your pearls.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a strand of pearls.
Strand of pearls.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was thinking maybe like a string of beads or a string of pearls.
I've heard it referred to as a string of... I don't believe I hear that now.
Okay. What about things that men would wear besides a belt to keep their pants up?
Suspenders.
Right. Ever heard another word for them?
Galluses,
right.
I think. I don't know how you'd spell it, but yeah, I've heard galluses.
Do you think of that as a kind of an old-fashioned word?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something that you would use to keep rain off of you, you'd hold up?
An umbrella.
Right. Anything like that?
Some people call it a parasol. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I guess it's the same thing. I don't know.
You would use a parasol to keep rain off of you?
I'd use an umbrella.
What would you use a parasol for?
Keep the rain off, but I have an umbrella.
I was thinking maybe if people would call, you know, sometimes you see people walking down the street with something to keep the sun off of them.
Same thing, I guess.
Same thing.
But I don't know why.
I was just wondering if, in your mind, there was a difference between an umbrella and a parasol, maybe one being a little bit frillier and fancier than the other.
Maybe a parasol would be, but we've just always referred to those as umbrellas. I guess we didn't have a fancy one, huh?
Okay. When you were making up a bed, what would be the last thing that would go over the bed?
The spread. Mm-hmm. The bedspread. I usually just say spread.
Okay. What about a heavy thing that women used to get together and piece together?
Quilt.
Did you ever have a hand in that?
Oh, I tried. I tried.
Mm-hmm. What about, the thing that you rest your head on, you just call that a...
The pillow.
Right. Do you ever recall having one of these things with something like a pillow, but a good bit bigger?
A bolster.
Right.
Uh-huh. No, we didn't have one. I remember that.
Are those things mainly just for looks, or do people use them to rest their head on?
Bolster? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how they would be used.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if it were a particularly long bolster, you might say, well...